Hi, I'm Liz Larson.
And I'm Bill McKenna. We're the hosts of the New Life Perspectives radio show.
We're also the creators of the Cogno Movement System, where we help you rewire your nervous system so you can rewire your reality.
Join us each week for great conversations, amazing guests, and cutting-edge information on health, consciousness, and the keys to transformation. We live in an absolutely fascinating time where we have access to information from tens of thousands of people who have gone through what's called a near-death experience. This is an experience that they died physically, left their body, and experienced a whole nother realm. Some of these people have become very famous, and the interesting thing is all of them coming back with these stories, and this is over many, many decades around the world, and there's some very interesting commonalities that can high speed our growth once we know how to interpret them. So I'll start at the beginning here on this. Years ago, I wrote a book, and the book, the title of the book was The Only Lesson. And basically, it was the story of, for lack of a better term, an awakening. Didn't intend to go on it. It just happened. And learned a lot of things along the journey, and basically the old life, my old way, basically went away, if you will. It died, and a new reality came into being. So as part of this, I wrote that book, and it ended up getting into the hands of the president of the International Association for Near-Death Studies, the chapter that's in Los Angeles. And he had read the book, and he invited me up to their monthly meeting, where all the people that are members of the International Association for Near-Death Studies in Los Angeles gather every month, and they share their experiences and get support. And as it turns out, you know, that was the reason I was there, is to help to support all of those people. They weren't what I thought. You know, I thought I'd be walking into a room full of relaxed, enlightened mystics. But when I got there, what I witnessed was a lot of people really traumatized and feeling very lost and feeling in a state where they were kind of in and out of reality and trying to process their experience. So I ended up helping some of those people integrate their experience in between these dimensions. There are certain things that they experienced, which after they came back, they experienced kind of some of them very depressed because they were in this other dimension where everything was beautiful, and they were blissful, and they were loved like beyond all measure. Everything was great. And then they got cast back down into this physical body, a lot of pain and separation and the absence of that love. So it could be very, very painful. Couple that with being able to then feel everything else everyone is feeling in the room. So the walls in between them and the other person became almost non-existent, you know, or very, very thin. So if somebody else's knee hurt, their knee hurt. If somebody was sad, they're sad. You can imagine a trip through any grocery store. It could be just a absolute roller coaster. So this was, only part of it. Many of them had great wisdom and other amazing abilities that came out of this, like knowing all kinds of information. So in researching all of these near-death experience, and that's what the what that that institution does. They have chapters. There's probably one in your town near you. They meet once a month. You can look it up online. International Association for Near-Death Studies, and it's global. And it's somewhere that if you have had an experience, you can go. And even people that have had not had an experience and want to know more, it's also another great place to go. But with all the research and the thousands of books that have been written on this subject now, there's a couple of really great things that have come out of it for our own spiritual growth. So, what do I mean by that? Well, first I'll back up and talk a little bit about their experience. And this is a generalization. Many of them have completely different experiences, but the typical one is that a person dies. And when they die, they come out of their body, and the very first thing is, oh wow, I'm not dead. So that's a mind blower. You're sitting right outside your body, you're standing outside your body, and you're like, oh my God, I'm not dead. And everybody around, you're trying to communicate, like, hey, I'm right here. I'm right here. You also, there's an absence of pain. When your consciousness or your essence leaves the body, the pain or the whatever it is no longer there as you're outside of your physical body. And when they're outside their body, they then, because there is no body, the body creates separation in between you and the other person in your life. That's a very interesting thing to comprehend, is that's the essence of what creates our separation is a physical body. But as they're over there in their in the non-physical form, they can feel what everyone else is feeling. If there's a doctor there, they know what the doctor's thinking, they know what the doctor's feeling. They know what the people down the hall in the waiting room are thinking and feeling. They're literally a oneness that starts to happen. And they can completely feel the other person's feelings. Now, when they leave and they start going, there's a light, typically a tunnel, and they start to migrate up the tunnel. Sometimes they'll be met with family members or someone else that helps them guide them through the tunnel and into the light. And when they're there, for some of them, there's this experience of whatever you want to call it, God, Source, Jesus, whatever it is, and it is immense love, beyond comprehension. And some of them don't make it very far. They actually get turned away. It's like, hey, bap, not your time, go back. It's like, hey, whoa, I'm doing pretty good here. This is, I don't want to go back, So a lot of them like end up getting cast back and back into their bodies. And when they do move it back into their bodies, then what happens is that pain, whatever injury or whatever happened, typically they'll be experienced as not a very pleasant experience. But some people end up going a little bit further. And what happens is they experience life again, all the moments of their life, but they're experiencing it as themselves. They're also experiencing it as the other person that was in the room with them or interacting with them. And then they also experience it as like a neutral third party, like an observer of it all. And if there were other people there, they'll experience it as all the other people as well. It's pretty mind-blowing. You know, if you could just imagine for a second, like if you're, let's say, you were, at a concert and you were having fun and you were having a great time, and the person you're with, plus all the other people in all the rows around you, and you're and the band and everything, you're like, oh, it's so much, to take in and being everyone else. I guess the appropriate way to understand this is, at least from the limited understanding that we have so far, is that you are them. You become them and you live their experience. Of the same concert, of the same event. And with that, you're seeing different perspectives. Now, still other people end up going even further into the experience. And there's a really good book, Anita Morjani. The book is called Dying to Be Me. And this woman, she went in and was completely wrought with cancer. It was terminal, or, she was dying. Literally, moments from death, and she left her body, and in her experience, what she realized or what she experienced was she encountered all the people in their life, and she went back to before she was ever born. And because there's no time on the other side, what ends up happening for her is that she realized that she, for lack of a better term, hired everybody. She hired her brother to be a certain way. She hired her parents. It's like the hiring of a cast of your play and what you wanted to learn in this lifetime. This is a very important detail, because it has everything to do with our growth. When we understand that the people in our life that we hired to play a certain role, for me, I know I hired my dad, and I wanted to learn about forgiveness. I wanted to have the awakening experience. So here I am, I need to hire somebody and to have an experience of that I perceive as I'm violated. So you'll never know what it's like to forgive unless you authentically perceive yourself as victimized or in some way done wrong. So it starts to make a little bit more sense when we realize that we wanted to have an experience here on Earth. And for some people, they get to be the perpetrator in a particular situation. And for other people, we get to be the victim or the perp. It's all these different relationships for the purpose of these different learnings. And what better way to learn but that through an experience? We could read all you want, but until you've actually done something and felt the joy of it, felt the pain of it, physically really experienced it. You don't really know. It's just book learning. It's watching a movie, but it's not your lived experience. So this whole thing with near death has given us a new understanding that, you know what? You wanted this. You chose it. But it certainly doesn't seem like, my God, why would I ever choose that? That's a ridiculous thing to say, that I would choose something so heinous to live through. And some people have lived through unbelievable, heinous things that there's no way to explain. Years ago, I saw another video, which was really interesting on a person that had done ayahuasca. They were in a lot of pain, and they went down to, I think, Costa Rica, and one of their difficult things that they were trying to come to terms with is, you know, how can there be a God out there and all of this pain and suffering, and how can it be allowed, and that sort of thing. And his experience, this guy, I believe he actually runs a center down there now, for people to experience that. I've never gone, never done it, but he was in that ceremony, and he got pulled out of his body, and he was like, I can't stand this here on earth. I can't stand all the injustice, inequality, all of those things. And what ends up happening is he ends up getting pulled away from the earth and pulled farther and farther and farther out. And what the experience did was, the chaos that you see at eye level, as he moved further away, in physical form and also emotionally and spiritually, further and further away, he was seeing a bigger and bigger picture, going into outer space and going into a much, much larger picture. And he said, when he zoomed out far enough, that the help that those, whatever you want to call it, were giving him was that it's all in perfect balance. It's all in perfect order. You just can't see it from the ground level perspective that you're at. Perfect balance, perfect symmetry, perfect creation, perfect destruction, all of it in perfect order. There's much, much more to this. We'll be right back after our break.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
What if your healing journey could feel empowering, hopeful, even transformative? Welcome to the Alkaline Collective Mastermind, a community for anyone facing cancer, staying cancer-free, or committed to prevention. No matter your stage, whether you've chosen conventional care, an integrative path, or a fully holistic approach, here, you're not alone. Here, your healing journey becomes a journey of empowerment. We explore the science of oxygenation, metabolism, and alkalinity, while strengthening your emotional, spiritual, and physical well-being. This is a mastermind with heart, accountability, connection, wisdom, and real support. Because your journey isn't just about surviving, it's about thriving. Join us by clicking on the Alkaline Collective Mastermind banner on the UK Health Radio homepage or directly at alkaline-collective.com, where self-belief grows, healing deepens, and transformation begins.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line, Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we're back. Today, we talked about the near-death experience and what happens for people. Now, I mentioned at the very beginning that there are lessons that would be very, very resourceful to pull from. The first lesson from this experience is that when we see the other perspective, whatever that is, because we become the person, the people that have this near-death experience and then come back into the physical body, they all seem to say the same thing. And that was, it's not what I thought. It's not what I thought. I thought this person was a blah, blah, blah. But they're not. They had something else going on. Their attention was somewhere else. Their intention was not for harm. Their attention was themselves or something else. But it wasn't in the way that the person originally thought, the person who had the near-death experience. One of the chapter presidents who had had two near-death experiences, and this particular one, this is a different one because I visited many of the International Association for Near-Death Studies. I visited many, many chapters and helped people in that organization that had had the experience. And what he said, I can sum up the near-death experience in one word. And he said, it's perspective. That's all it is. You're forced into a different perspective because you're taking on that complete personality of the other person and everyone else that was in the orbit of your life. So you can imagine right now what it might be like. We make all kinds of assumptions about everyone else and what they're thinking, what their intentions are. You know, I know what they're thinking. I know this, you know, and actually we don't. Which leads me to that in this lifetime, before we die, we have a possibility of very high speed growth. And this is done by actually paying attention first to our physical body. Well, what does that mean? What I mean by that is that if you have what we call karma, meaning there's a life lesson. There's a life lesson here. And if you have that, there your body is going to tell you that you have it. How does that work? Well, it's an involuntary reaction when something happens that doesn't go away. It's like, oh, I'm so angry, I'm so jealous, or I'm so whatever that feeling is, upset at this other person for acting this way, and it doesn't go away. And when I say doesn't go away, there may be, you like, I get in a car accident or something like that, and there's an adrenaline rush, and they're like, oh, bam, you know, my car's wrecked. Ooh, and I, you know, about 15 minutes later, you're like, whew. If it's not something you're ended up in the hospital with, but if it's a, you know, fender bender type stuff, you know, you go and you get shaken up, and then basically that's it. You're 15 minutes later, you shake it off and you're fine. You deal with the aftermath of it, but you're not really obsessing and upset about it. On the other hand, let's say if, for example, somebody says something, you know, they say, hey, you know, that, you know, nice outfit or something, you know, and you're like, what do they mean by that? They, blah, blah, blah. You know, that, what they dress and, blah, 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 and you know, how, what do they know? Blah, 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 whatever it is, or you name it. Pick any issue whatsoever, and you get so angry that your body is like reacting, and half an hour goes by, an hour, 2 hours, you know, you're up at night, you can't go to sleep, you know, next day you're in it and you're like, you know, feeling it. It won't let go. This is a key indicator that I have something here to work out. And that something can be overcome like that, so fast. Not only is it so fast, but you'll find that when you really work this out completely, you will never face it again. So what might that be? What might that be, that methodology where we can overcome this particular issue? Well, when we have that experience of, you know, that shock, which just doesn't go away, that anger, that resentment, that blame, that just won't go away, there are three very simple words that you can use. And these very simple words are, have I ever? Those three words. So let's say, for example, you feel like you're not being heard. You know, you're trying to make your point and somebody downs you. And you're like enraged. Now, you could just stay enraged and try to get back at the person or never see them again or cut them out. You know, all those defense things that we all do to try to dampen down the pain of whatever we experienced and block it off from happening again. But one of the things about the lessons that we're here to learn are that it will continue to come at us over and over and over again until we learn what we are here to learn about it. And most importantly, once we do, the actors leave the stage. The actors that you hired in this lifetime for that purpose leave. Literally, they don't call anymore, you don't run into them, they move away, they get fired, the company sells, you know, 1,000 different things. They become extraordinarily disinterested in you, you know, and you know, in a way that, you know, you wished would have happened. So in the next segment here, what we're going to go through is actually doing a process where you're going to experience the ending of your situation. And this ending is the fast track to your growth. You'll leave it behind for the rest of your life and move on to your next lesson. This process is very easy, but you have to fully engage in it. And we'll be back right after this word from our sponsors, and we'll start that process.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
If you see the letters AIDA, do you immediately think of the opera by Verdi? AIDA is also an advertising acronym for those iconic Mad Men days. A is for attention, I is for interest, D is for desire, A is for action. This process is a timeless truism for making a sale. Fortunately, if your product or service is health-related, we can offer you guaranteed access to a global audience with a high interest in health, healthy lifestyle, and contemporary well-being. UKHealthRadio.com has a regular monthly audience of around 1.5 million health-conscious people. And Health Triangle, its award-winning monthly magazine, has around 20,000 paying subscribers. Find out more about both at UKHealthRadio.com. Let's all put health first.
Hey, are you tired of the irritation you get down there from pads and other bladder weakness products? Tena-sensitive care pads are the first ever bladder weakness pads enriched with a skin comfort formula. The skin-friendly layer in combination with the soft, 100% breathable materials helps protect intimate skin from irritation. And as always, you have triple protection from leaks, odor, and moisture. Gynecologist tested and dermatologically approved by the Skin Health Alliance. Look for Tena-sensitive care pads with the skin comfort formula online and in stores now.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Okay, and we're back. All right. So I promised that we would get after this and we would learn a methodology to end your karmic situation. Now, karma, whatever you want to call it, your lesson to be learned, it only exists for the purpose of you changing your mind about a thing. So we'll show today in this exercise what we mean by changing your mind. For you, notice if there's a situation that is very hot for you, something that's very agitating, it seems to happen a lot. It's not the first time that you've encountered it, but you seem to run into people who do this to you. Maybe it's, things get stolen from you. You know, you've got a lot of thievery going on. Or maybe it's like betrayal. People betray you a lot. Or maybe it is abandonment. You've been abandoned. And that sort of thing. Whatever it is, that thing that keeps happening to you, I'm going to have you to simply close your eyes. And by the way, don't do this if you're driving or running any machinery. This is a very light exercise. So you need to be in a safe place to do this. If not, you can watch this again at a later time when you can. But choose just one thing And choose the biggest one if you can. Go and close your eyes and ask to see the face of everyone who has done this type of thing to you. Whatever that thing is, how you experienced it from the beginning of your life to today. Just notice everybody. Now, as you open up to, I like to say, allowing their faces to appear one by one, and the situations to appear to you one by one. As you do this, you notice the situation. Notice how you felt about it. Notice what they did to you. As your eyes are closed, you can roll your eyes. As you roll your eyes, in cognitive movement, we know that everywhere your eyes are looking is a different part of the brain. So you'll access more information if you roll your eyes. Just simply, very, very slowly roll your eyes, about as fast as a snail moves. That's how slow you should roll your eyes. Everyone who has done this to you, and notice, as you notice all the people that have done this thing to you, notice the essence of it that really makes you mad. Whatever that is, what's the essence of it? You know the action. What's the essence? If you boiled it all down, the thing that upsets me is fill in the blank. Maybe it's only one word or two words. Try to boil it down to the point of one or two words. The thing that upsets me about them is they do this or they did that. The essence of their actions were dishonesty, betrayal, manipulation, lying, cheating, whatever it might be. Just allowing all of them to show up one by one. You allow this to happen for your entire life. Many times, we'll find that there is large and small situations that happened in our lifetime. But they all revolve right around the same theme. And now comes the more difficult part. Take a breath. And now allow the face of anyone that felt this way about you. The thing, that very thing that pissed you off, the thing that upset you, that betrayal, lying, manipulation. Allow the face of anyone who felt that same way about you. Allow them to appear. Now, this is very important. It's an allowing. You do not have to agree with them. And it's nearly guaranteed that your experience was a mountain. And the experience when you did it, was a molehill. It was so much more coming at you than you ever did. It was minor. It was a misunderstanding. It wasn't a big deal. This is very, very common. For some people, it will be equal, and they'll see it. But for most of us, it feels like a mountain that was done to me and a molehill when I did it. It's not even a comparison. There's no comparison. So this exercise can be very agitating. The reason that it was a mountain coming at us is to get our attention. So, relax, roll your eyes, and allow each face to appear, each situation to appear, one after the next. While very, very slowly doing that cognomovement eye roll, just roll your eyes all the way around in a big circle as they're closed. Very, very slowly. Have I ever allow their face to appear. Even though you didn't mean it, even though it was insignificant, even though it was a misunderstanding, just allow their face to appear. It's the way they felt. It's not how you felt. Notice that oftentimes, you'll say, you know what? I'm not getting anything. You know, this was a work situation. You know, and I was betrayed at work. And they did this. But betrayal is betrayal. You might never have done it at work. Don't take it too literally. This is a blind spot. We're talking about a blind spot. Maybe you've always been very ethical at work, but within your relationships, your romantic relationships, or your friend relationships, or your family relationships, that you were the perpetrator of some betrayals. Or at least that's what others experienced you as. Expand the scope of who you allow their face to appear that felt this way about you. This simple thing, I know that for me, it's a blind spot. It's something I didn't recognize in myself. This works really well. Have I ever? If there is a very strong reaction in the body that doesn't go away, it's there somewhere. You just hunt it out. Where is it? When did I do it? When did I do it? That essence, the essence of it. Noticing each one as it passes by. All the situations where you experienced the other side. Now, the ending of our karma is the changing of our mind. We live in a return to sender universe. This is very much one of these understandings that come after a near-death experience that's gone far enough. In the very nature of the universe, because everything is one, we have this illusion here because we have separateness and we have body. We have a body, and that causes separation. We think that nothing's connected, that what I did at one point in my life has absolutely nothing to do with what just happened to me. But it is, in fact, a return to sender universe. What happens is I write the letter. I will write a letter of betrayal, for example, to my best friend, and I mail it off. But as soon as I stick that into the mailbox, what happens is it's like stamped, return to sender. It's coming back. Now, it may take weeks, months, years, decades, but that is coming back. It's coming back to me until the point at which I've changed my mind. So what do we mean by that? Well, right today, you've gone through the experience of this is what's like to do that thing that really upset me when somebody else did it. I've gotten both sides of this now. Both sides. So I understand completely what it's like to do and what it's like to have done. Now that I have a complete understanding of it and knowing that it is a return to sender universe, I send it out, it comes back. I send it out, it comes back. If you notice in this exercise, you sent out whatever that was repeatedly, even though it was misunderstanding or whatever, but someone else is out there sending it back, returning that letter to you. Now back to the earlier part of this episode, and that is that these were actors in your play. You sent the letter to one person and somebody else, another actor, returned the letter to you. It's just a messenger. Can you now understand how that person who gave you the letter back feels? Do they feel something like how you felt? Can you understand that they're like a compadre, like, hey, I know how we do. We do this. This is how we do. I understand you. And with that, everything goes away. But there's an important part of this entire process that should not be discounted. And that is, if you want it to stop, you have to stop doing it to anybody, anywhere, anytime, for any reason, anymore. Don't do it to anybody, anywhere, anytime, for any reason, anymore. So, here we go. How do I end my karma quickly? Have I ever? And then see it. See when you've done it. See your blind spot. And then simply stop. I'm not going to do it to anybody for any reason, anywhere, anytime, anymore. I learned. And that breaks that return to sender. If I'm not sending it, it's not coming back. I'm the one in control. This is incredibly empowering to your life. And what happens in my own personal experience, I've used this a lot, and I had a lot of karma to clear up. But my body would convulse and just like, oh my God, oh. And what I did is like, okay, oh, my body's reacting. Have I ever? And I was like, oh my God, there it is. You know, my first thing is always, no, I didn't do it. They're in it. They're blah, 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 blah. Never done it. I would never. They're the worst. I did it. So anyway, I see it. I was like, oh, wow. That's tough. That's tough to swallow. And then I go on and say, okay, I'm going to stop now. Thank you. I got it. Got the message. And thank you. Thank you for showing it to me. So simply do those two things and you will quickly accelerate. What happens is as soon as you see yourself that you've done it and you agree to stop, it is like that. You literally go from level 10 anger to zero. And not only that, but you feel a bonding with that other person. You feel like, oh my God, I totally understand them. And wow, do I feel, like ridiculous that I didn't see this, you know? And your life changes very, very quickly. And you move on to the next thing. Instead of something being with you for days, weeks, months, years, it's literally minutes and it's gone. Anyway, if you want more, cognomovement.com, that's cognomovement.com. Many courses there that are going to help you down your path to quickly accelerate your growth. Thank you.
Thanks for being here with us on the New Life Perspective Radio Show. For more information, or to find out more about the work that Bill and I do, please visit us at cognomovement.com or email us at info@cognomovement.com. See you again soon.